Real is how you might describe Adelaide's award-winning Restless Dance Theatre. They've won a swag of awards recently, and their new production called Beauty premieres on Friday. You may have seen a terrific documentary about them on ABC One last night. Restless Dance Company is unusual. It's comprised of disabled and non-disabled people working and performing together. The result is powerful, affecting performance. The artistic director, Philip Channels, joins me now from Adelaide. Hello, Philip.
Hello, Richard.
Now, you started your own dancing career relatively late, at 28.
Yeah, that's right. I'd had a car accident when I was living up in New South Wales, and it was 10 days before an audition to start dancing. And so I kind of came into the industry with my own mobility impairment and my own kind of desire to get over that. And it meant that I had to work really, really hard to get to where I am today, because there were a lot of the people that I started dancing with had been dancing for a long time.
Did anyone in particular or any event inspire you?
I think I was really inspired by Sally Chance and Kat Worth, who were really the first people I came into contact with who were doing disability dance up in Lismore in New South Wales. And Sally had brought a DVD of a work called The Flight. Well, actually, it was probably a VHS. And The Flight was directed by herself and a guy called Liam Steele, who used to work with Deviate Physical Theatre in London. And I was really invigorated. I was kind of speechless, really, because I'd seen some theatre that I'd never really seen before. And it wasn't that I was so attracted or dumbfounded or impressed. I was just overwhelmed, I think. And I think it was there that in that moment that I knew that this was the pathway that I wanted to take, and I knew I had to work very hard to get to where I am today.
And at any point after your accident, did you think you might have to give up?
Well, I think what happened was that someone had told me that once you turn 30, that's the end of your career. And I wasn't going to let anyone tell me that I couldn't start dancing when I was 28, and certainly not with a busted knee, which is what happened in the car accident I had. But what I needed to do is to learn the language of dance, which I hadn't had before. And so I had to really work hard. So I started dancing in Lismore at the conservatorium, and I was learning Buteau and classical dance and contemporary. But I always knew that I wanted to work with Restless Dance Theatre. And so I needed to I guess, attain a level of skill before I was to come down. And then I ended up training at the Centre for the Performing Arts, which is now the Adelaide College for the Arts. And the rest is history, really.
So the Restless Dance Theatre, how would you describe it?
It's unexpectedly real, Richard. It's Restless is a place where people find their own voice. It's a place where people feel empowered, people feel confident, and people grow. And I think for many of the young dancers that we work with, and especially those that have a disability, it's a family. And, you know, people might come from when they're 15 years old right through until they graduate at 27, and they really do feel like this is a place where they can be expressive and creative amongst, you know, a whole bunch of people that we work with from across the board. We work with some award-winning artists, and what's really exciting about Restless is that it's really the platform in which a lot of careers have been launched. There's one young guy who used to take a bus from Whyalla, which is in the regional part of South Australia, who after many years of working with Restless in the youth ensemble, has now got a full-time job in London with Kenduka Dance Company, which is one of the world's, you know, most well-known integrated dance companies. So we feel really proud that we're able to provide that level of engagement for people. You know, not only for those people that have a disability, myself as well. I think for the audience that comes to see our work, it's something that you can't really put your finger on. I think it's the realness, it's the honesty of the work that we show and present, which makes us very different.
It sort of challenges that notion of community versus professional, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we do work within the community, and that's where we find our dancers. We might go out and run some workshops at some schools or some community groups. And there are three parts of our work, and that's one. And then the artistic director might recognise someone has some talent, and they will invite them to join the youth ensemble. And then the third and the most exciting part, and what's really current for us now, is that we've established the touring company. And the touring company is really about making small-scale work, because we normally work with up to about 20 people with the youth ensemble. So with the touring company, we're making new Australian work, which we hope to tour, which is what Beauty is coming up this week.
For the most part, or for many of them, your dancers don't have traditional backgrounds in dance.
No, that's right. And here in Australia, there isn't a traditional place where people can get some training. We just don't have that. I mean, what's so exciting about having been working in the UK is that disabled people access education as equally as non-disabled people. Therefore, there are a lot of dance courses in the UK where people can go and gain that training and gain industry experience. So I guess for Restless, that's the industry experience that we provide. And that's why there are so many young, emerging disabled artists who are now starting to work with some really recognised people like Kate Champion. Daisy Brown is another director here in Adelaide. Gail Mellis, who's our resident designer, is also starting to make her own work. And I guess we sometimes think we might be 20 years behind the UK in terms of that. But I think you won't see, when you see a Restless work, you not necessarily are not impressed by the level of skill of the dancers, but you don't see lots of fouettes and jumps and, you know, lots of pirouettes and things like that. You see the dancers express themselves through, of course, through movement, but the training is very much about dance theatre and about a very different kind of way to approach their work.
On Life Matters today, my guest is Philip Channels. He's artistic director of the Restless Dance Theatre. You might have seen them on the telly last night, and they have their new production, which is debuting on Friday. Philip, you mentioned the UK, and the UK is well ahead of Australia in many aspects of how it treats and resources people with disability. What made you decide to, because you were there a while, and obviously you had a great time, did some really interesting work. What made you decide to come back home and go back to Restless?
A job came up, really. I've always been impressed with the work of Restless Dance Theatre, and I've been a champion of its work for a long time, and I've really advocated that, you know, it's world class, really. And so when the opportunity for me to come back as the artistic director arose, I thought, what a fantastic opportunity, because I now can bring a different experience to the company that perhaps the previous artistic directors had not. And I think to have that international experience and to make those connections to our work is only going to see the company now step up to the next stage and really drive that whole disability arts forward. Yeah, look out.
Well, the works you do, like the current one, which Beauty, will debut yeah. this week, Beauty. What are they trying to get across?
Beauty, which it's in the Space Theatre at the Adelaide Festival Theatre. It's about, I guess, celebrating difference. And Ingrid, who's the director of the work, was inspired by one of the performers who looks quite different, and she's so exquisitely beautiful that I think people respond quite differently when they see Dana, because she clearly looks different to anyone else. And I think it's quite dark. There's that whole notion of sinisterness in the sisterhood. I guess of what the underlying the things are about yourself that makes you beautiful.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it explores the idea, which is true if you think about it, but it's often not thought of, that beauty is not the same as perfection.
No. And, you know, it really comes from within. So some of the dancers have been responding to that, and they say some of their responses have been, beauty is like standing in the rain with it pelting down on your skin. Or beauty is like a field of trees. And so when they take on those ideas and bring them onto the stage, they're really embodying those ideas. So for them, it's not, in this work, it's not about being glamorous or MTV beautiful. It's about an inner beauty, I think. And I think for the audience who will see beauty, they will then, I guess, decide for themselves what's beautiful after having watched it, you know.
Philip, you've already mentioned this. You do dance education in the community.
Yeah.
You have the youth ensemble.
Yeah.
What changes have you seen in people who learn to express themselves through dance?
Dance is a really incredible medium for people to gain knowledge about the world around them. Dance is always a great mode for people to communicate, and especially if people are not used to being verbal, it's a really fantastic tool. But I've seen people grow from a very young age, and we work with people from as young as 2 years old in our Growth Spurt program, and we work with their carer or their parent that comes to the workshop. And I guess it gives people a sense of hope at that young age. For the parents who may have had a child that has a suspected developmental delay, it gives them a sense of something quite perhaps unachievable, that Restless really does provide real opportunities for people to grow and mature and actually to have a career in the arts, which is really exciting for us. And to see people come through and spend a long time with the company or coming to join the education team after having resourced them through the community, that, you know, we're really setting up some very long-lasting relationships with these people. But I guess ultimately it's about, you know, giving people a voice and giving people the opportunity to be equal.
And making your performances accessible to the widest possible audience. How do you do that?
When we think about our audience, we think about how we can make theatre that can reach out to people with visual impairment or people with hearing impairment or people with mobility impairments. So in our work, we often, and certainly with Bedroom Dancing, which won the Outstanding Achievement of Youth or Community Dance in the Australian Dance Awards just last week, there was soundscapes where people with visual impairment could put on the headphones and listen to the stories which facilitated the work. People with hearing impairment were able to read the stories, or there was an Auslang interpreter that was placed throughout the work. So in beauty, that's also, it's very different, but it's a very highly visual work, and there is some captioning that people with a hearing impairment might see. But on the 9th of July, we have an audio-described version. So that someone will be sitting in a booth, and for people with a visual impairment, you'll be able to come and you'll be able to experience this performance in a different way. So we're really thinking about who our audiences are.
Sounds very intriguing. Philip, I know you're busy. Thank you very much for joining me today.
It's a pleasure, Richard. Thank you.
Restless Dance Theatre's Artistic Director, Philip Channels, has been my guest, and the company's new production, which is called Beauty, opens on Friday night in Adelaide. And you can find a link on the Life Matters website to a short feature on the work of the Restless Dance Theatre. And, of course, that's at abc.net.au/rn/Life Matters. This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. I'm Richard Adie, and coming up next, your feedback.